This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:10 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin, and our next story is about the role of civil servants in dealing with poverty. This is coming after Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad urged public servants to help the government encourage the poor to work hard and to develop themselves economically.
This is during the monthly gathering at the Prime Minister's department yesterday, and Tun M appealed to civil servants to, I quote here, to tell the poor and guide them on how to get out of poverty, adding that if they can address the economic problems, only then our country can develop rapidly and become like Japan, Korea and China.
So Tun M went on to say that Malaysians need to change their attitude when it comes to admitting their problems and addressing poverty. His message to civil servants was that the poor need to work hard to address their problem and not depend on financial aid from the government.
So I wanted to talk about this because Can I just say
I don't understand what he means?
So I have to admit that I did not see the immediate connection. As in, I think that we could all be, you know, doing our part to try and help and deal with the issue of poverty in our country. And there are there are various ways to go about that. Although I would think that the quickest is institutional. I think that that's probably going to have the most widespread effect.
And just through civil servants doing their jobs.
Yes. So when it comes to encouraging public servants to encourage the poor in our country to work hard. It's not a linear line for me. I don't get it right away.
Yeah, like how would they do that, right? What are the avenues that they have right now, apart from like the departments that they are in, if they are directly involved in improving economic situation with the poor? But one problem that I do have with this message or advice from the Prime Minister is the poor need to work hard to address their problems and not depend on financial aid from the government. There's a few assumptions there that he's, I don't know, this is what I interpret for it, that there is this perception that they are not working hard enough to address their problems and that there is this dependency on financial aid from the government. Like, I disagree that people are not working hard enough to uplift themselves economy. I think people are working very hard. Some are working several jobs. I think it's quite unfair to sort of assume that there is a lack of effort, whereas in fact, people are really trying their best to make ends meet. But in terms of civil servants helping out and giving guidance and all that, I have been thinking, like, what avenues do they have? And it's unclear to me, apart from the ones that are directly involved in that effort.
That's right. Like, should I be organizing forums? You know, should I don't know what exactly the call to action is.
Yeah.
Although I think, Ayman, your point earlier about the poor should be working harder, it's a very important thing to raise, because on the one hand, you have the fact that for most people, two jobs is now a fact of life, right? For many of us, I think working two jobs, participating in the gig economy and having to do that in order to make ends meet, for many people, that's a reality. So working hard sometimes isn't enough. There is a systemic problem here that needs addressing. And I don't know whether the civil service getting involved is going to change matters, but we are, in case you have missed it, not members of the civil service. So we wanted to speak to someone who was for a very long time. So we're crossing over now to Tan Sri Ramanavaratnam, who is the chairperson of ASLI, the Asian Strategy and Leadership Institute. Raymond, thank you so much for joining us. So let's begin with a question that we've been fumbling with. What do you think Tun M means here with his statement?
This is good advice, but my view is that not all civil servants can guide and advise on poverty. It depends where they are posted. If you're at the ministry or the finance or trade or defense, you're not close to the ground where the poor are or where they deal with them. If it's the Ministry of Urban Affairs or Wilaya, yes. If they're agriculture, yes. And that is the duty of civil servants who are in contact with the poor. They understand, they know how to deal with them, and it's their duty to guide and advise. So maybe what the PM means is that they should do more of it.
So what would it mean in terms of translating that into policy and execution? Is it done in a somewhat informal way at the moment?
No, when you, for example, if you're dealing with fishermen or people living in low-cost flats, if they have problems, you must be able to solve it. But that requires dedication, commitment. It's not 8-to-4 job when you're doing that kind of thing. You're dealing with the poor who need you anytime. But for that, as I said, there must be strong commitment. And maybe there is not enough of it today. Put yourself empathetically. If you are a farmer or a low-income earner in the town in Kuala Lumpur, what advice can I give you other than to say, well, work harder, but you work harder and you don't get much. Some of them are unemployed or underemployed. So you have to provide the facilities, the environment. Our economy has got to be much more competitive. Our education system got to be much more relevant so that people, students who leave school or drop out of school can be able to find a job that is remunerative, that gives them a reasonable income. The poor must be helped by providing them basic needs regardless of race. If they need water, if they need electricity, if they need better communication, if they need a better health, if they need to be able to reach out to in remote areas or in congested areas where you need special tuition facilities, that's where the government can help. Guidance and advice is important, but we need much more than that to be able to help the poor.
So it's mainly structural factors here, isn't it?
We need strong structural change. We can't carry on with the same old policies, especially if it's based on race and not based on needs. People are poor. The Malays, a lot of them are left out. So are the Chinese and Indians and Kadazans and Muruts. Now, they need basic things like housing, better health facilities, better transport. For immediate purposes, you need to provide those facilities. But for the longer term, it's education, education, education. And for this reason, if the government can't do much because of shortage of funds, they should encourage the private sector to provide more education facilities by giving them incentives to develop endowment funds where the rich people who have got plenty of money and who can't spend it all say, all right, I don't mind providing money to an endowment fund so that scholarships can be given to the poor. And for that, you give them some tax incentives and they will gladly part away with a few million when they got billions maybe. But you must provide the facilities. You must provide the environment. Otherwise, government cannot do it all. Private sector must also help. And the government must help them to help the poor. That's a good slogan. Government must help the rich help the poor, providing them incentives and encouragement and facilities.
So Tun M also said, you know, do not wait for government assistance since this would make this particular group dependent on the government. Instead, they would be able to increase their income through their own efforts. I mean, is this statement kind of stemming from the perception that the poor regularly depend on the government? And for that matter, how accurate is that?
No, he's right. Some people say, I don't want to study hard. I don't want to work harder. I just wait for government. That kind of mentality is bad and the PM is right. But I'm talking about the majority who may not have that dependency syndrome, that manja, manja kind of attitude, you know, that the government owes them a living. Nobody owes anybody a living. But they want to improve themselves, but they don't have the means. That means they're not educated. So who's going to give them a job if they can't do anything? So the schools, the universities must train people in a way that they can get good jobs with good income. We don't want a situation where, as of now, we have unemployed graduates. Malu lah, macam itu. The poor self-sacrifice, they go to university and they come out with degrees which a lot of people don't respect. Or they may be not equipped with the right skills. I mean, TVET programs are very important. We have been talking about it for years and years, I remember, when I was in the civil service. But somehow or other, it got neglected. Now government is talking about it again. But I hope government means business.
Ramon, how do you think you would respond and take action if you were still a civil servant?
Well, I'll say yes, I'm prepared to advise and to guide. But I need the tools. I need to say, all right, you work harder, tell a hawker, you know, a nasi lemak seller or kuih chow seller or roja seller. He says, yes, I like to do, like the Grameen Bank, you know, like Professor Yusuf. That's how it started. He was a professor. He goes out, he sees a chapati seller, and he asks the chapati seller, why is there such a long queue of students? Why can't you produce more? He says, look, I have only one pen. Why don't you get another pen? I have no money. So he gives out from his own pocket. I'll lend you this money. Then the next time he comes, there's another pen and there's a lot of more chapati available. And the chapati seller is making more money. So he says, what else can I do? He says, I need some more money to buy raw material like the atta flour or the oil or whatever. So he does that. And he found from his own experience that these people are honest, reliable, hardworking, but they need the resources. They need the encouragement. They need guidance as to where to get the funding. But don't go and help any fellow. Help the people who are hardworking, industrious, and want to improve themselves. Not those who just wait out for handouts. As they say, teach a man to fish and he'll have enough food for life. Give him a fish every day and he will perish soon.
Raymond, thank you so much for speaking with us today. You just heard from Tan Sri Raymond Navaratnam, chairperson of ASLI, the Asian Strategy and Leadership Institute, talking about a statement that was made basically by Tun M recently, saying that the public service should help the government encourage the poor to work hard in order to, I suppose, overall increase our economic success. And, you know, we just kind of wanted to pass out all the different elements of that statement. And I think Tan Sri Raymond really helped us out. Mm-hmm. You can send us your thoughts. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.